Before Paul Bremer left his job as U.S. Administrator of Iraq, he issued many decrees, among them that the new Iraqi army begin accepting women. This past week, the first class of Iraqi women completed military training in Jordan and headed home to Baghdad. NPR's Deborah Amos was in Amman as the women were celebrating their achievement.
These Iraqi women recruits stride across the stage at a military training base. In Jordan, women have served in the military for 20 years, but this is all new for the Iraqi women, who march with shoulders back, eyes forward, thick black boots raised precisely at each step as their names are called, and they answer, "Yes, sir." They range in age from 20 to 44, older mothers, young college graduates, religious and secular, 39 women from Baghdad. In keeping with Islamic custom, about half of the recruits wear an army-issued white headscarf tucked under their green army cap, but the rest of the uniform is uniform. After 10 weeks of tough training, they let off some steam. "Long live Iraq," one soldier shouts, and the others join in.
They're not the same people that I met 10 weeks ago. So they're all different but better.
U.S. Army Reserve Major Trish Morris, a liaison officer and mentor to these Iraqi women, says she recruited the first class herself from Baghdad University. They are trained by Jordanian female officers. Their military roles have not yet been defined by Iraq's Minister of Defense. Major Morris hopes they will do more than guard duty.
And it's not going to happen tomorrow, but we think over time that they will be too valuable to ignore and that they will absorb them and use them in those ways. And that's what our hope is that they see what talents they bring.
For example, Zainab Abdul Razak, who graduated first in this class, she already has a degree in environmental engineering.
From when I was young, I was dreaming to be military, to have a star on my shoulder. I like the way of their living and way of life and their commitment.
The new graduates hug and dance together, some cry. Major Morris has learned the Arabic for "there is no crying in the army." But today, she says it with a smile.
I think it's just huge relief. They're happy. They've graduated. They've done something they didn't think they could do. And that's what they do. They cry when they're happy. So just a lot like we do.
Some emotions are more complex. They've felt safe in Jordan over these past 10 weeks. First Lieutenant Adiba Abdullah, a Jordanian trainer, worries about them as they head home to Baghdad.
They're going to the unknown over there. They don't know what they're going to do. I'm afraid for them.
On the count of three, they throw their army caps in the air, celebrate while they can. These Iraqi women are the first full class to graduate. 90 women will eventually be part of the Iraqi army. It's uncertain if more will be recruited. It was an American idea to include women. The Iraqi government must now decide whether to expand the women's corps. Samir Mahmoud Abdel Salima is a colonel in the Jordanian army.
Knowing the Iraqi mentality, it's not easy for males to see females coming and competing with them in their jobs. So I guess this is the hardest part.
Colonel Salima was one of the first women engineers in the Jordanian army more than 20 years ago. Salima tells these new Iraqi recruits about her own struggles. Jordan's army has come a long way in 20 years, she says. Jordanian women now serve as doctors and lawyers. There are even two women Air Force pilots. We have the same culture, she tells them, the same traditions. Maybe, because of our struggles, it will all happen faster for you. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Amman, Jordan.